You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of June, 2021. Joined online today by the lead forecaster with the National Weather Service in Juneau, Rick Fritsch. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Joe.
Well, it's been quite a nice week. What's this weather pattern that we've been in? How have we been so lucky?
Well, it, of course, you know, this is the time of the year when we're supposed to be seeing weather like this. The May that we just finished with was really very anomalous. And so moving into June now, the first part of the month, we're seeing more traditional and more typical Southeast Alaska June weather with the nice weather that most locations around Southeast have been seeing pretty much all this week. But, and there's the but, there's always the but, right? It does look like later today, Wednesday, midweek, we're going to be seeing some shower activity moving into the Petersburg area from Canada. Don't think any of the thunderstorms will make it over the ice field or the coast mountains, but there is a pretty good chance that we're going to see some wet weather for this afternoon, overnight hours tonight, and possibly on Thursday as well. That's the bad news. The good news is it looks like it's going to be mostly dry, if not completely dry, for the weekend in Petersburg this weekend. Maybe not sunny, but it is looking at this point like it's going to be dry.
Oh, good to hear. So no big rainfall amounts expected or big winds in this next system coming through?
No big rain, no big wind, just enough to keep the forest a little bit damp and keep those concerns about wildfires down low. I will say also, though, that it does look like that air coming at us from Canada is going to be bringing some pretty significant warmth. And it's looking at this point like Petersburg, by the end of this weekend, could be as much as 8 degrees above normal for the daytime highs. And this time of the year, just as a referent, the normal daytime high for May and June, well, June really, is almost 60 degrees. So we're looking at the upper 50s to mid 60s at times in and around the Petersburg area this weekend.
Sounds nice to get some warmth. Air is fairly clear. We don't see any wildfire smoke or anything yet in this area that I know of. Have you seen that anywhere else yet?
No, not in our part of the world. And I do know that there are some fires burning or have been burning in and around the Anchorage Bowl, but I think those were mostly brush fires that got out of control. I did see that there was a small fire burning as a result of a lightning strike. I believe it was in the Yukon. If not there, it was in British Columbia, but very small. So no major fires burning that I'm aware of at this point in time in the western part of North America.
Okay. Anything else to cover for this week?
Well, I would say with the May that we all had to endure, everybody should just get out there and enjoy this weather as much as possible, because we'll be going back into the rainy season before you know it at the end of July going into August.
Oh, don't say that, Rick. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, you're quite welcome, man. We'll talk to you then.